Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to the very last of the sayings that we have been doing in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 related to seasons and times. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. You know, the Bible makes it very clear that everything that happens in this time period, this dispensation of the earth, is related to time. There are things that will happen in seasons of time. There will be things that are going to happen over periods of time. One thing that has affected the seasons and the times, of course, is sin. Sin has laid out its ugly shadow over everything. And as a result of that, it has affected the times and seasons. We've seen this throughout, and now we come to the very last one, which reminds us of this very fact. And I believe the writer, through the pen of inspiration, left this for the very last one because of this very purpose. A time of war and a time of peace. Matthew Henry, in his commentary, said this concerning this very last one. Because of sin, there is a disposition to war. Because of Christ, there is a disposition to peace. That is such a powerful, powerful statement because it reminds us that our disposition, our sinful disposition, creates war. That's what creates conflict. It's sin, selfishness, and people desiring their own way over others. And yet, because of Jesus Christ, there is a new disposition to peace. What is He called in the Scriptures? The Bible tells us in Isaiah that He is the Prince of Peace. No one else has that designation. No man on earth can rise to the level of Christ's position. He is the Prince of Peace. And because of Him, we can know some measure of peace here upon this earth. I think it's important for us as Christians to understand and know that. There are things on this earth that because of sin, sadly, seem to only be settled by war. The great conflict of the ages is yet future, is it not? The Bible records for us the Gog and Magog when great and horrible destruction will be poured out upon this earth. We have the Battle of Armageddon again. The selfish desires of men going against God. And yet when God brings it all to a conclusion, He will establish upon this earth 1,000 years of what? Of peace. Yes, He will rule with a rod of iron. He will maintain that peace. And what a glorious time it will be. Because of sin, there is a disposition to war. But because of Christ, there is a disposition to peace. I trust that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior this morning, because if you do, you have the presence of the Spirit of God, which brings to us that disposition to peace, whereby we can live peaceably with all men, whereby we can honor the Lord here upon this earth and be the right kind of witnesses and testimonies for Him.